you that in England once bear sway, expecting no mishap to come. Here is a looking glass wherein you may behold the fall of some that once were held in great esteem of noble birth and high renown by fortune's frown and fickle will are from the dignities cast down. Their names and titles are expressed whereby that you may understand what men they were and what great sway of late they carried in England. The Earl of Cambridge, he was one, a noble Scotchman born and bred, by title called Duke Hambleton, which was adjudged to lose his head. The Earl of Holland, he also appointed was for the like death, and the Lord Goring was condemned by bloody axe to lose his breath. Lord Capel bore a valiant mind, as is to town and country known, yet through miscarriage in his ways he hath his fortunes overthrown. With Sir John Owen, a Welshman stout, as ever yet drew sword in field, these five had sentence passed on them, and unto death were forced to yield. The sixth day of the month of March, they were condemned all to die, that others may behold with fear, and learn to mend their lives thereby. These men have knows once little thought, that ever they should have come to this. 'Tis like they thought 'twas for the best, when as 'tis sure they did amiss. In former times, who was so much set by as brave Duke Hamilton, beloved in city, town, and court, before the English wars begun? Or who was greater in request than was the Earl of Holland bold? He was in favor with the best, and lived in pleasures manifold. His tongue seemed an oracle, his words with some became a law, and no man durst against him speak, the people were so kept in awe. And this 'tis of Lord Goring said, that when he was in full command, he sided with the patentees, which was a burden to England. The people, when Lord Capel lived, for charity gave him good report, and many heavy moan do make that he should die in such a sort. As for the valiant Welshman, he was one that never betrayed his trust, but to his former principles, 'tis said that he was true and just. But howsoever it came to pass, 'tis sure these five men gave consent, whereby that man should bear up arms for to affront the Parliament. Ringleaders they were proved to be of them that bred the latter jars in Colchester and other parts, whereby to raise the second wars. For these and other such like faults, three of them lost each one a life. God grant the death of these three men may make an end of all the strife.